Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. That's Free Word Back, bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Linnea McCord. Linnea is the author of The Wisdom of Ants, Restore the Secret Power of Trust. She's an attorney, she's a professor, and she's an important thinker, folks, in the area of trust. And Linnea, congratulations again on your book. I'm glad you wrote it. It's an important message that needs to be gotten out. You want to give us a website and tell us how we can find the book?
The best way to find it is on Amazon.com.
All right. You got your own? Have you have a website?
I have not yet. No, I have not yet set up a website.
You got to work on that, Linnea.
I have to work on that.
I'm going to fuss at you now, but next time you're on the show, you better have it.
I better have it all set up.
That's right.
I really can be reached through Pepperdine University through the Grazia Deal School of Business and Management. That's where I can be reached.
That's too much trouble. I'm not going
to
do that.
I know. Get your website going.
Come on, somebody can help you out there. All right, so let's talk about. You talk about the Ten Commandments of Trust. I want to make one other statement, then I'll let you tell us about that. One of the things that I've determined in my career is that trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a business best practice. Because if I can trust you, I don't have to go shopping for somebody else to trust.
That's right.
Even if you're a little more expensive than maybe somebody else is, that's trusting you is worth extra, a little bit extra price, which means that if I'm the one you trust, I get a little more margin than my competitor does. That's a business best practice.
There's no question about that. And what people have forgotten is that trust also is the requirement for self-organization. You can't work with people you don't trust. And countries don't function without trust. And see, that's the part that people have forgotten. The political system that we see today is a reflection of a growing distrust in our institutions.
Right.
When we distrust our institutions, the only choice
we're losing our institutions left and right.
And if we do, then there's dictatorship. And Americans don't seem to remember that history says dictatorships are more common than freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, talk to us about what you call the Ten Commandments of Trust.
Okay, the first thing that I call the Ten Commandments of Trust, the first thing to know about that is that they're not called the Ten Suggestions. They are absolute mandatory, because think of it this way. If somebody lies to you, do you trust them about something important?
Nope.
If somebody's unfair to you, do you trust them? You don't. If somebody's not accountable, when you give them money and property and give them a job, if they're not accountable, do you trust them? If they're not careful, do you trust them? The answer in all of these things is no. If you don't have established property rights, private property rights, can you trust the sale and use of property? The answer is no. If you don't respect people at work, do you trust those people? The answer is no. If you don't keep your promises, and the ninth commandment, which is the one that the movie Sully most exemplifies, is what is real leadership?
Mm-hmm.
Real leadership is you exemplify trustworthy behavior and you take care of your troops first.
Leaders
and
do
that's
those
not
first eight
the kind
things,
of leadership we've been seeing.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Leaders.
The
don't
tenth commandment, by the way, is what America is really good at, and that is called Enforce 1-9.
Right.
And what Americans do not realize, I call it the American legal dragon. The American legal dragon lives in its cave for a very long time, and people say it's unethical but legal. It never is.
But I'm gonna push back on you a little bit with your own profession, Linnea.
Okay, I agree.
You're an attorney.
Right.
The legal apparatus, the legal industry in America has created a lot of our problems, I think. Because they took cases that I don't know, you know what I'm talking about, the
it's what I call rule of lawyers and bureaucrats, not rule of law.
Yeah.
What we need to get back to is ethics-based American rule of law, and what we're living in is a statute-based, government-dictated American rule of lawyers and bureaucrats, which is closer to rule by law that dictatorships do.
Right.
It's very destructive.
Well, I mean, how many times have I heard an attorney say that you know, going to court isn't about the truth? It's not about justice.
But it has to be about the truth, or you won't trust justice.
But the law, a lot of the lawyers I talk about don't try to do either one. They just try to win.
But the problem is, here's what's happening. There is a major economic correction on its way. It's going to affect all of us. It's going to be painful. And when that hits us, then there's going to be a triage.
You think that's
going to have to figure out
and
how to do
and
it.
You're predicting that's not going to happen because of an economic thing? You think it's going to be because of a cultural, structural thing?
Oh, it's economic for sure.
Yeah.
There's no question. The economic and finance of the United States and the global economy is very, very precarious.
Yeah.
So there is, but on top of that, there's security issues that could generate it.
Right.
There's social issues. See, Americans keep fighting with themselves, not realizing what's going on in the rest of the world. We don't have time to fight with each other.
Lene, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
Yes, and I will definitely have a website when I do.
You better. I'll fuss at you when you come back. Lene McCord, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Wisdom of Ants.
Thank you very much. Restore the secret
power of trust that made America great before it's too late. It's a good book, folks. You'll like it. We'll get Linnea back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.